News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned, British Secretary for Northern Ireland Karen Bradley is facing calls for her resignation after she said killings by the British Army and police during the Troubles were not crimes. This is what she had to say in the House of Commons yesterday.
Over 90% of the killings during the Troubles were at the hands of terrorists. Every single one of those was a crime. The fewer than 10% that were at the hands of the military and police were not crimes. They were people acting under orders and under instruction and fulfilling their duties in a dignified and appropriate way.
Well, to discuss, we are joined now on the line by Kate Nash, whose brother William was killed on Bloody Sunday. Kate, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. You heard those comments. You heard them yesterday. You've heard them again there this morning from Karen Bradley. What was your initial reaction?
My initial reaction? I was absolutely stunned. I thought I was hearing things, to tell the truth. Then, of course, I'm hurt. I mean, they seem to be just lining up there. The Tory government, to try, well, I feel, to interfere with what's happening and the decision for Bloody Sunday. I do believe that the it's interference, really, with the PPS up here. And Boris Johnson, he had plenty to say about it.
For people who are... listening in, what you're talking about is the fact that it's rumoured that the prosecution service looks like it might move now to seek a conviction against a number of soldiers. And that's what Boris Johnson wrote a piece in his column in The Telegraph about it. And it's how Karen Bradley came to be talking about it yesterday. Isn't that right?
That's right. Yes. Yes. Well, what she actually said was killings carried out by the British Army and the police during the Troubles were not crimes. They were acting under orders and under instruction and fulfilling their duty in a dignified and appropriate way. Theresa May also got into the debate by saying that security forces were unfairly pursued through the courts, which is absolute rubbish. That is a lie that they keep repeating about this 10%. Look, very few soldiers have been brought to court. And I'm talking about a handful, maybe less, who didn't get very long sentences, were taken back into the army. So where was the punishment there? Where was the, you know, where was the care for their own citizens?
Now, she later clarified the comments, Karen Bradley, and said, look, where there is evidence of wrongdoing, it should always be investigated. Was that enough of a clarification for you?
No, it was not. Because she should have said that at the time. She realised then the faux pas that she had made saying that and how many people she had hurt. She caused a storm by what she said. Naturally, every victim in the north of Ireland, maybe in elsewhere, were hurt by what she said. You know, because basically what she was saying was all the innocent people killed deserve to be killed. Innocent people. You know, I mean, we were horrified.
There will be some people, maybe political commentators, who mightn't say this in public, but they might say, look, Karen Bradley was saying that because actually an awful lot of her constituents, an awful lot of people in Great Britain, in the mainland UK, as they like to call it, kind of agreed that soldiers should be off limits.
Yes, but why? Why? I mean, does that mean that soldiers or security forces are allowed to kill at will? And they do the same as the rest of us. And we're all supposed to be equal before the law, or so we're told. You know, but the Bloody Sunday families have waited 47 years to get a hearing in court about this. I mean, their excuse is, well, £200 million. £200 million is not justice, what they paid for the Savile inquiry. It is not justice.
Do you think that Karen Bradley has betrayed an attitude that lurks not very far beneath the surface in British politics and in mainstream British culture?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I truly believe this, that the way we get treated here is the way they would treat the ordinary people in Britain is the way they would treat them too. There would be no difference, really. Really, you know, Eamon McCann often says it's like a kind of class war. We don't matter. We don't count. You know, there's a pretense going on. But look what they're talking about, they're discussing, putting in place a statute of limitations. A statute of limitations, 10 years, I believe the length of time is, to prosecute. So, I mean, they can delay easily for 10 years. I mean, you just have to check us out 47 years later.
Should Karen Bradley resign?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, she should resign. Absolutely. I mean, what, and somebody said it yesterday, and that's, I seen it the same way. She was actually, it looked like she was perverting or trying to pervert the course of justice. You know, I think the police should be having a word with her, to be quite honest with you. Our decision's only, what, a week away? Week away. We've waited a very long, struggled a very long time to get here, you know.
All right, we will leave it there. Kate Nash, case. Brother William, as I said, was killed on Bloody Sunday. Kate, thanks a million for speaking to us.